The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, social media playing an ever bigger role in our work and in our lives generally, but can it save our ailing restaurant industry? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
It's no secret that restaurants are shutting their doors nationwide, struggling with VAT, inflation, and the increasing cost of living. A number of bars and eateries are turning to TikTok to boost sales and drive bookings. But is social media and its trends now influencing the food we eat and the restaurants we eat in? Has the TikTokification of restaurants changed our eateries for good?
So downstairs, we have about 80 to 90 seats. So this is the main floor area.
Paul Jackman is the marketing director of Buff Hospitality Group and the mastermind of the restaurant's social media campaign.
We booked up the first week without even showing a menu. So Justin, you just met there, we're called the Beefy Buff Boys. is what they call us now, which is funny. But basically, the content we showed was that we were just storytelling, going, hey, we're two guys and we're going to open up a restaurant in Dublin City. And we're going to do a new menu. It's going to be something completely different, and we'll follow our journey. That video went viral-ish, got 140,000 views on both platforms. So people are really interested. When we first opened, like, I'd walk around the floor to understand where these customers are coming from. Like, we have Instagram, we have TikTok. I'd say 75% of them were off TikTok. So a lot of customers discovered us, found us through TikTok, through short-form video. They are an advertising platform, but they also want to be a Google. So they want to be SEO. So I go to Americans. How'd you find us? Well, we searched food in Dublin. And geez, your place came up all the time. So the more video and short-form content you have, the more likely your restaurant's going to come up.
Buff now has more than 45,000 followers across platforms. Paul says it's vital to the group's success and growth.
We've expanded from one small restaurant in South William Street now to Buff and Cock, which was then launched August 2023, now to Buff and Fritz, February 14th. So now it went from one to four in, you know, nearly a year and a half, which is really exciting and crazy. For a restaurant to succeed, you need a certain amount of food runners, you need kitchen porters, you need chefs, you need servers. And if you don't take social media, as important as having that extra person at the bar, that extra kitchen porter, that extra food runner chef, then you won't be successful, in my opinion.
Buff uses social media to deliver their story to an audience, to interact with customer queries and showcase any updates. But other restaurants have taken things further, putting social media at the centre of the experience.
So we're at the entrance to Pink. To the left-hand side of our door, we have our photo op area, really. So it's Angel's Wings with our hashtag Pink Vibes in Pink Neon. And it's probably one of our most popular places within the restaurant to take photos. We'd have people queuing up here to get photos with the Angel's Wings, whether it's selfies or groups of photos. It's a really, really nice statement piece. And we have thousands upon thousands of tagged photos on Instagram of people at the Angel Wings. Sometimes people will just, even if they're not booked in, they'll just like nip in and be like, can I get a photo? And of course, like, you know, no problem.
Emma Cook is head of marketing and communications at Pink Restaurant on Dublin South William Street.
There's absolutely no judgment whatsoever within the restaurant. Take as many photos, take as many videos as you wish or you like. I know myself when I'm out taking photographs, like that nervousness, like, oh, are people staring at me? Like, here, no one cares because they're all doing it as well. You know, when people come here and they're sharing their content, they're creating a digital word of mouth for us, which is so, so important. And, you know, they're leaving lovely reviews and increasing our awareness on the likes of Google, TripAdvisor, etc., OpenTable, things like that. So people are a bit more savvy these days and, you know, they may not go out as much as they previously did. So they probably put a bit more effort into doing that research, checking out menus, checking out Instagram, going on TikTok, looking at the venue to see, are they going to book it? Is it the place or will they go somewhere else?
As well as user-generated content, Pink and establishments like it are increasingly relying on online influencers whose walk, don't run videos can tangibly affect a restaurant's fortunes.
I did a piece on a dog-friendly accommodation with beautiful food last year and they said they got more bookings than they'd ever gotten. I also did a piece on a micro bakery a couple of months back and they had an insane reaction to it and reached out to say that to me and they, you know, they queued down the road for the bakery the next day and again they took on new staff after that.
Sarah Hanrahan is an Irish content creator with more than 200,000 followers. She sees online trends making their way into the Irish food scene more and more.
I've seen an upturn in Japanese desserts, and I've seen a lot of cake shops opening that are specifically sort of doing Japanese cakes. And I do see a lot of people creating content around that. And I do see pizza by the slice being super popular. And I think Mexican popularity with Mexican places and Mexican restaurants, and who doesn't love Mexican food? So I'm delighted with that as well. All I see is more food, which makes me happier.
Recommending restaurants on TikTok is a key part of what Sarah does on her I Come Undone social media pages.
Start by heading to Eat Yard in the back of the Bernard Shaw, where you'll find El Fugo. They serve incredible tacos. Just look at them. Unreal.
She believes short form video has democratized food reviews. And who does well?
Previously, it was one person who was chosen by traditional media who'd have the voice, and that was it. Whereas now anybody can have a voice. You know, you might follow a content creator, for example. It might be somebody who does vegan restaurants. It might be somebody who does dog-friendly places. So you might follow them for a niche that generally the more traditional food critics aren't going to have. I think that people still have respect for the food critics. I myself have a huge amount of respect and follow the food critics. But I love to see different people's opinions as well. If there's a restaurant that I want to go to, I definitely want to see the formal in the newspaper review. But I also want to see those two or three content creators whose opinions I value. We have more variety on the types of voices we have and the types of opinions we have now.
Sarah has built her following on a platform of honesty and trust. But some restaurants say other influencers are taking advantage of their powerful new position within the industry.
We have in the past been contacted by influencers asking, you know, oh, I could come in, I'm going to do a piece, like basically looking to eat for free. But it's just really not where the restaurant is coming from. Like, we want everybody there for a genuine reason. Everyone pays their way because they love the experience.
Lauren Higgs and Danielle O'Connell are co-founders of creative agency Good as Gold, and they work the social media for Michelin star restaurant Variety Jones.
So Variety Jones is, yeah, I would say a sort of family business. It's my brother, Keelan, is the head chef there, and my brother Aaron is front of house. Danielle is also married to Aaron, just to confuse matters a bit more.
So one of the cornerstones of Variety Jones was authenticity. It's shot on a phone, it's them speaking to the camera, you know, holding selfies, it's real behind the scenes shots.
Oh yeah, this is mandolin, this is fennel. This is just quickest and easiest way to get it very fine and all uniformed.
So, for example, if the guys say we have two cancellations on Saturday, they say we need those tables filled, we'll say, right, we'll do a post that we know is going to get really good reach, so kind of a meme or something, you know, engaging like that. Put it out, might get 50,000 views, the tables are filled. Can you do good social media and good food? Absolutely, get the food right first. You know, it's not about, as Keelan said in one of the posts, he's not about making an Instagrammable restaurant by saying that he got 1,000 likes in the post. Do you know, so it's kind of being true to yourself and then making sure that your social media strategy absolutely embodies that.
With their behind the scenes videos and staff cooking demonstrations, it's hard to believe that when they first opened, Good as Gold considered advising Variety Jones to ban mobile phones altogether. One gastropub in Galway has actually gone through with the same.
Well, I honestly think that we have crossed the line in relation to going into restaurants, sitting down and photographing food. You're going out for a meal. You're going out to talk. You're going out to enjoy the flavours. You're not going out for a photo session.
Colm Redmond is the owner of Johnny O'Loughlin's Bar in Connemara.
So we banned all mobile phones on Friday evening from 5 o'clock onwards. And it took off like a rocket. And people are enjoying it. It has certainly brought back the art of conversation big time. And the freedom of not having to hold a phone in one hand and a pint in the other. It's just as well half the country has given up smoking because I don't know what to do with a cigarette. Yes, social media has a very definite role to play, but it has to be limited. And, you know, if you ask people that get photographs from friends sitting in restaurants and they send you one a photograph of maybe a nice piece of trout or whatever, are they really that interested? Are they really that interested in seeing what your friend is having in such a restaurant, in such a town, at such a time? I don't think so. And I don't think there's a huge amount to be gained by people coming out, no conversation, no crack, no enjoyment. I think some of us are going to have to cop on.
And that report from Sarah Mann.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.